7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz.
Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back with another episode, and we are going to be breaking down the wide receivers for the 2018 NFL Draft. And as always, before we get to that, we will introduce the two guests that are on the show. Co-hosts. No guests.
I'm not a guest, you bitch. This is my podcast.
Yeah. Tim and Tom, guys, how's it going?
Oh, it was great until you got here. Tom, I've been down here for the last freaking 2 hours, breaking down tape, having a nice debate. You come down, you're like, fuck you guys, but I'm Hipster Josh. I hate everything, man.
Yeah, kind of an agreement with Tim. Doesn't happen often. You know, I'm kind of shocked myself.
And for everyone's knowledge, Josh got home 3.5 hours ago.
Not 3.5 hours ago.
Showered, shaved his balls, shaved his dog's balls, made himself a pot roast, let it cook in a freaking slow cooker for 2 hours.
On low.
On low.
Low heat.
Ate it, then finally came down here.
I feel like an abandoned dog or cat that doesn't get much attention from its owner. And I'm just looking for approval from Josh. He's the host of the show, and we get nothing to.
Yeah, I mean, we're treated just like, you know, we're going to form a union.
We should.
The Pony Keg Union.
I want equal pay, Josh.
Yeah, you know what? We don't want, when you just come walk through the door, flick off the PKS studio, and then leave for 2+ hours.
You could have offered us some of the pot roast. I'm kind of hungry. Tim's kind of hungry.
I'm hungry.
Could have.
Don't turn the heat on down here. Go upstairs and just wank it. Don't let us watch any of the pornographic material.
Yeah, I don't believe in the heat in the house, so.
No, you don't. It's freezing. It snowed today.
It did.
What's the matter with you?
It did snow. Was my heat on?
I have no idea. I didn't check it.
I think it's set at 59.
I think it is. Well, it's not going right now.
So. My toes are going to fall off.
Well,
it's not the diabetes.
We are starting off with wide receiver Calvin Ridley out of Alabama, and he weighed in at 6 foot and some change.
He combined in 6 foot. We're off to a hot start, Joshy.
he measured out at 6 foot and change, and combine again was this past weekend. We will not base everything off the combine, Tom.
None of us won't.
We will,
as you shouldn't.
We will base it off the tape as well. But you guys came up with a rating system, scoring system, and what does that consist of?
Somewhat. Tom has his things that he picked here. We're not fully based off that.
Yeah, there's route running, hands, explosiveness, athletic ability, blocking. Just there's 9 categories.
I didn't give out full grades on those.
I did.
Fair enough.
I'm an overachiever.
You are. So you're overachiever. You gave out full grades. I have like a detailed breakdown here, and Josh is grading them strictly off of their underwear performances.
Yep.
All right, so we got a full round table here of evaluation. Perfect. Josh, how'd Calvin look in his underwear?
Not good. Not good.
You got a spark score pulled up?
Did he have a weird mole?
7.3% on the spark score.
To the listeners, is that good?
No, it's not good. Basically, his athleticism, and that is one of the categories. On tape, he looks super athletic. He catches the ball while running across the field, no issues, and runs away from defenders. But watching him at the combine, and I know we can't base everything off the combine, but watching him there, he looked so out of place. And maybe it was because it was just a testing formality or testing situation where maybe he kind of stiffened up at and kind of just ran into issues. Maybe that had to deal with it, but he did not look very good.
Listen, I mean you came down here and you said his combine was horrendous.
It was
awful. It was terrible. That I think is obnoxious. To your point, it wasn't the best. His spark score is horrendous, but I'm sorry, this is one of the things, I don't buy into it. I don't buy into this spark score. You're not going to tell me. I don't care what numbers you're basing it on. Tom and I were speaking prior when Josh was upstairs doing whatever he does. Josh, your brother is a math teacher, and he has told us numerous times when it comes to math, numbers, statistics can be skewed in any way you want to portray whatever picture you want it to be. And this is the perfect example of it. I don't care what you're going to tell me. Out of all of the wide receivers that participated in the combine, Calvin Ridley is not the least athletic wide receiver. That is a just obnoxiously egregious, detrimental statement. If I'm Calvin Ridley, I am suing the person who created Spark and saying your dumbass formula is detrimental to my future and you are costing me money. Because it's nonsense. It's not true whatsoever. It's a weighted, made-up statistical scale that, just like any other weighted statistical scale, benefits players for certain aspects of their game. Obviously, it did not work well for Kelvin. For Kelvin to be 26 out of 26 wide receivers, it's a joke. I don't look at it. Spark score for the rest of the all the mock drafts, I won't even look at it. I don't care. It's nonsense.
I'm going to start with a couple of the pros for my number one receiver in this class, Kelvin Ridley.
I didn't even get there yet.
By far, I think he's the best route runner in this class. I don't think there's any competition for that. Overall, most developed route tree of any player in this class. Very pro-ready in that department. Yeah, he's up there in age. He'll be 24 when the season starts,
almost
I believe.
Almost 30, yeah.
Yeah, almost 30. But I think that shows on film that he's spent a lot of time in college and worked with a very good coaching staff.
Oh, yeah, he's beating up kids. Stealing their lunch money. He's going to be almost the same age as Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same age.
But
congratulations.
Name a receiver in this class who can create the amount of separation that he does with his route running. There isn't one. It's a fact. He routinely created separation with his stems, with his route running. And I gave him a perfect score in this department. He uses stems well. Routes better than everyone else's. Totally underrated part of his game are the usage of stems. Not enough receivers are this pro-ready coming out. And I completely get where you're coming from. He might not be underwear fast, but he has that football speed, and there is a difference.
My biggest pros here for Kelvin was his ability to get underneath and over the top of secondaries consistently. Every tape that you watch, he is not the fastest. Josh, if you want to tell me, hey, his speed lacks at times, I'd buy that. If you want to tell me, hey, his 189-pound frame needs to get bigger because it makes me nervous in the NFL, I would buy that because those are scary factors. His run blocking is scary because he literally just kind of walks in front of someone and does not engage and doesn't do anything at times. That part is scary. But him as a slot wide receiver, that alone, there is no question. He is the best. He sneaks in and out. He maneuvers himself well through corners, underneath safeties, over the top. The way he catches the ball, I never, ever, not for any of the other wide receivers, will talk about vision. He catches the ball and he assesses the field so quickly. You watch so much of his tape. I don't know how it will translate to the NFL, in all honesty, but he catches the ball and so much of his yak is from then turning, assessing, maneuvering in and out. He has fantastic vision for a wide receiver, and his hands are fantastic as well. I did not see alligator arms ever in his tape. Very, 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 very good wide receiver, and the best wide receiver, slot wide receiver in this draft class. Josh, you're taking way too much away from him for his underwear choices.
I'm not. The one catch that I did see that I was impressed with at the combine,
just one of them,
was on a slant route where he went low to catch the ball and caught it with his hands, not his body, and did not let the ball hit the ground. Best. Now, shut the fuck up. Now, he's also done that while in games as well, which is very impressive. So it's not just at the combine. He's done it in games as well. Continue.
Best
idiot.
Pure hand catcher in the draft class, in my opinion.
Tim, I know me and you, if you gave him full grades, I know you would probably ding him quite a bit for his production at Alabama.
I disagree.
No? Okay.
No, his quarterback was terrible.
Exactly. Like, you look at his numbers, they really aren't great, but he accounted for 37.3% of Alabama's total receiving yards. And if you have a quarterback that throws for 4,000 yards in the NFL, that would come close to, I believe it's like 1,400 receiving yards. If he could come close over 30%, which I mark pretty is a very good stat for a receiver. So you got to take into account.
To Josh's point, where because believe it or not, I'm not always mocking him, of his being able to go down to the ground and make catches with his hands. Like, there was a lot of that at Alabama. Not a lot of just getting hit in stride. I was just thinking the whole time I was watching his tape, damn, if he would have had the left-handed freshman who played in the national championship game throughout his career, God knows what his numbers would have looked like.
I know you remember that overthrow to Ridley in the national championship game.
Yes.
Wide open.
Yes.
That's another asset. He people don't really think he could play outside. He did play outside for Bama. He has shown that he can be a deep threat. I think he's got a second gear.
And that's where we disagree a little bit. You know, I think he's going to be a primarily slot wide receiver. Yes, he can get over the top, but he does so with more of, like you said, his route running ability, kind of his zig and zagging in and out. It's not of he's not going to line up on the outside and just shoot downfield, in my opinion.
Again, going back to the Alabama quarterback situation, and this is where I do agree with the fact that you look at his stats. I think that his stats are really, really good, and you have to take into account for how the quarterback play was. You look at Jalen Hurts, he played 15 games this past year, right? He threw for, 2,700 yards. And basically a third of that, if not more, went...
A little more.
Yeah, a little more. What, 950 or something yards went to Calvin Ridley. So with the terribleness of Jalen Hurts, I give him a lot of credit for getting those receiving yards.
I think there's even more than that in this. I don't want to get too much into college football talk and whatever the conference is, conference that. But when you look at Alabama and who they're playing, number one, they're a running team. That takes away from it. Number two, they have bad quarterback play. That takes away from him. Number three, they're going up against fantastic defenses. They're going up against the Georgias. They're going up against the Auburns. They're going up against the creme de la creme. You know, even going into the playoffs, the teams that they're facing. You know, Clemson's defense was fantastic this year. They torched them in the semifinal game.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama consistently goes up against the very best. And even through all that, Calvin Ridley's found a way to do what he does with being undersized, with not being fast enough, with all he's the prove people wrong type of guy. And my favorite part about him is you never, ever hear a word about Calvin Ridley off the field. Not off the field, not about injury, nothing. You don't hear anything about it. Sometimes we'll see about this weekend, blah, blah, blah. But he himself, I don't even know if Calvin really can speak. For all I know, he's got a Stephen Hawking voice box. He just type things in and have people talk for him. I don't know. It's a good thing for a wide receiver. Most of the time, wide receivers are cocky dickheads like Josh.
Josh not too happy right now. So let's talk about the cons of Calvin Ridley. I think there's a couple glaring ones that stick out. Look, the lack of size. He's not the biggest wide receiver out there. Might not be able to be a full-time outside receiver. Might be limited a little bit to the slot. Also, we brought up earlier his terrible combine. One of the worst combine performances in the recent history for a wide receiver. You could ding him on that a lot. I didn't on my personal rankings. But this is something that I disagree with Tim about. Last three seasons at Bama, 20 drops. At times, I do like his hands. But he does tend to fight the ball sometimes and was a little inconsistent for me in that area.
I'm not saying he doesn't have drops, but I don't think it's because of his hands. I think, it could be because, whatever it may be. My point is, you see him consistently making the tough catch.
Yeah.
That was my biggest con for him, like I said before, was his rush blocking. He came from a prestige, the running backs, they're a run first team. If you go and watch this, it's comical at times. It is literally, there is almost zero engagement. It's almost like he's trying to block and ensuring that he doesn't get a holding call. Like there's times it looks like he turns his hands inward and just tries to get in the way. just tries to get in the way just a little bit to give whoever's running at the time the room that's needed. Obviously, it worked. That's my biggest con, if you would, for one Calvin Ridley.
I'm just intrigued to see what is going to happen at the next level when he's got a bigger physical corner lining up against him. Because we've seen in college where the bigger corners on him, he does have somewhat of issues. Luckily for him, most of the time they played a little bit more deeper against him because of his quickness and how fast he was. So that'll be the biggest indication for me on how he's going to do in the NFL.
Josh, to your point.
Plus, he's like 150 pounds.
Right. To your point, he weighed in at 189 at the combine.
That was close enough.
My concern is all throughout college, he was able to stay away from engagement pretty much all the time with corners, able to maneuver his way in and out and stay on his routes and not have to get overly physical with DBs, which surprises me with the teams that he has to go up against consistently. Is he going to be able to do that in the NFL? Personally, I don't think so. Like you said, a lot of these corners are going to be bigger than him. They're going to be more physical. That's getting jammed at the line. I can probably count on one hand how many times I saw Calvin Ridley get jammed at the line. It just didn't happen in college for whatever reason. So let's see how it translates to the NFL. That's my biggest fear for Calvin.
Yeah, when he did get jammed and he was put in those situations, he definitely struggled. That was my biggest weakness. So, it's probably going to be on the coaching staff wherever he lands. A lot of times coaches will have to put their receivers wherever the matchup is best for them. We see that a lot with OBJ, like T.Y. Hilton, Antonio Brown. Those guys are all Pro Bowl level type receivers, but those guys all run a ton of routes in the slot. And I think that's going to, a good coaching staff will do that for Calvin Ridley as well.
A lot of movement too. Yeah, exactly. With them. They're doing a lot of motion, a lot of movement behind the line of scrimmage as well. So
we have a couple of comparison takeaways. My one note was that he has found a way to use his overcome his shortcomings in the size and speed department with his patience and vision once catching the football. My pro comparison for one Calvin Ridley was Jarvis Landry. I think his game is going to translate very similar, somewhat similar in size. When you look at their college stats, Landry really only had one good year at LSU, and his quarterback play was a little bit better than what Ridley's was. I think they come across very, very similar. I think Ridley's going to be similar. He's not going to be able to catch and then turn and maneuver and zig and zag through DBs. No, he's going to catch the ball. He's going to get smoked. Like, it's just how the NFL works now unless you're a big physical wide receiver. So that's who my comparison is for one Calvin Ridley. Jarvis Landry formerly of the Miami Dolphins.
My pro comp, Emmanuel Sanders. I think he'll be more of a deep threat than Landry is, that type of receiver. I just think him and Sanders' games match up pretty well. Good chance at being solid number twos. Never been elite number ones, but in the right offense, they can put up Pro Bowl type numbers. I think he's going to go in the first round as well.
How do you guys look at Calvin Ridley coming out of Alabama? We've seen some wide receivers come out as well from there. Do you put him on or close to the same plane level-wise as some of those other wide receivers coming out of that school?
I have Julio and Cooper better than Ridley, but he's probably the third best wide receiver coming out of Bama since Nick Saban has taken over in my eyes.
Yeah, it's different, right? Because Julio coming out was like far and away just a stud, right? Like it wasn't.
You could mold a receiver right out of clay and give
Julio,
him.
It was Julio Jones exactly. Coming out of college. And then you had Amari Cooper, who wasn't as highly touted as Julio, but still big physical guy. Like, okay, this guy obviously is a stud wide receiver. Yep. So he's obvious, to your point, he's right below that. And that should kind of, you would think, show teams like, hey, he's below both of those guys, and he's the best wide receiver. You don't agree. Tom has other people. I get it. But he's at least the top tier of wide receiver available in this draft. And that's exactly why Josh has mentioned it. I have mentioned it. Tom has mentioned it. There's maybe one, if people go crazy, two wide receivers to be taken in this first round. But I wouldn't be shocked or angry if none went in the first round. So we will have to wait and see.
Anything else on these guys? Where do you personally see them or him get drafted? And you don't have to give me a team.
I'm going to go first.
Pick range if you
want. I'm going to go first. I'm going to give you a team strictly because I'll tell you why in a second. I'm going to give you the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens, it makes way, way, way too much sense. They do this. They address that defensive side of the ball last year. They're going to – it's a now or never type deal. The defense is set up. They're going to have to address the offensive line, tight end, wide receiver, potentially running back. I know you guys are more sold on Alex Collins than I am. But they're going to have to revamp that offense to give one last go for a Super Bowl here with Joe Flacco. And I'm specifically saying the Ravens as well because last week in our mock draft, I said that and Josh torched me. And then just us being amongst friends said, hey, let's do a mock draft, you guys. Josh gets the Baltimore Ravens, and he picks Calvin Ridley, you freaking schmuck. I hate you. I love you. Piss off.
Yeah, I agree with the Ravens. Look, Ozzie Newsome, seems like every year he drafts a couple Bama guys. And with
two last year, right?
Yeah, two or three. But it just makes too much sense, him going to the Ravens, with their biggest glaring need on the offensive side of football is probably receiver right now. I know Mike Wallace will be walking in free agency. They don't have much else, and they need a dynamic playmaker in that offense. I think Ridley can do that, and I like his chances with a big arm like Joe Flacco throwing him the deep ball. I think he could bring a lot out for that offense and possibly take the top off a lot of defenses as well.
Delaware's finest.
I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills. I think that's I think he's going to drop a little bit more. And I think a lot of people are going to read into the combine numbers, and I just think that's he's going to slide a little bit. And if it's not Buffalo, I could see Dallas. Dallas would be a definite landing spot, in my opinion.
There's some interesting teams there.
In my opinion, I think Dallas needs a wide receiver, and in our last mock draft, I mocked a wide receiver there. But
especially if Des gets moved.
Yeah, even if he doesn't, I still think that, and you got to look at it, they have had... Who's their number two wide receiver?
It's been T. Will.
Terrence Williams. Exactly. Oh, my God. He's not very good.
Just thinking about your first choice. I think Calvin Ridley might kill himself if he goes from Hurts to Nathan Peterman. Like, do you have a worse combination of college to NFL quarterbacks?
Yeah, if he went to Dallas, though, that'd be a Dallas very be intriguing spot.
I'd I bet he'd catch average over 100 balls a year.
Probably.
With freaking
Dak.
Thank you.
Anything else?
That's all I got, Mr. Calvin Ridley.
That's it. Glad you weren't a total bozo, Josh.
All appreciate right, guys. That's all we have for you guys this time. Hope you enjoyed. That was the 2018 NFL Draft Breakdown for Calvin Ridley. And until next time.
Peace!